December 10,887, Victor Williamson, west of Main Street, south of Early Avenue, being lot 3, section 2A, within Passwater Estates. A variance from the side yard setback requirement. Pass it down, this is what they're asking for.
Name and address, please.
Penny Williamson, 107 Early Avenue, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening.
I'm here on behalf of my husband, because he can't be here. He's in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So I hope I can do this without any problem.
I'm sure you will, ma'am. Just take your time.
Well, we are here requesting variance to build a 32 by 24 pole building for storage.
Okay.
Okay. Under the standards for relief, we've answered all the questions. Under uniqueness, the answer is yes for the size of lot. Also, lot runs on an angle and not squared with Early Avenue. The house is squared with lot off of Early Avenue. I also have their survey, if anybody.
We have that.
You do have them, okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The second question, the size of lot and lot running on angle and not squared with the road. The possibility of development, the answer is no. Again, due to size of lot, location of house, trees, and septic system. Is the variance necessary to enable use of the property? The answer is yes. It is the only location that the building could be placed due to trees, septic, and angle of lot. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. No, again, this is due to size of lot and shape. Effect on surroundings. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? The answer is no. Other neighbors have detached garages and sheds. And we have talked with pretty much everyone on our street, and they have no problems with it. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of adjacent property? No, we own both lots.
Okay.
Okay. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? And the answer is no. Under extent of variance, the answer is yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? The answer is yes. We don't have enough storage at the present time. We have no outbuildings. We have no place to put anything but our garage. So we're storing it. Husband's parents' house, which she is in a nursing home, so we're using her garage for storage. So if we was to ever sell the property, we have no place to store anything.
Right.
So that's okay. Pretty much it. Yeah.
You said there was other pole buildings or other garages in that area too?
Yes.
About the same size your building?
Yes.
It's going to look like your house? Is it going to be like your house tied into your house? Or what?
We've designed it. It's the same siding, the same colors. It's got a garage door in the front. It's going to look like a garage.
Okay.
It's pretty much what it is. It's a very attractive building.
Are there any further questions from members of the board then, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werber?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Burrow? Okay, hearing no further questions, excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, we have one. Ma'am, you want to come forward, please? And you can sit down right up front here just for a moment.
Name and address, please.
Shirley Ruth Keel. I live at 108 Early Avenue, Bridgeville.
How do you spell your last name?
Keel, K-E-E-L.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi there. I live on Early Avenue, the same as Victor and his wife. And, you know, it was kind of a hard choice because I'm not a big opponent to this building. I just want some clarification on several items of it.
Okay.
She says the size of it is 32 by 24, and I'm wondering what the height is going to be. Because behind their mother's property, they have a good-sized motorhome sitting there.
Okay.
Is this going to be something that's going to be extremely tall to have access to the motorhome?
Okay.
Then also, she's saying that it's going to have storage, strictly for storage. And I want a clarification of that. There's not going to be any vehicle repair over there, people coming and going.
Okay.
And also, what is going to be the access to this building? Is there going to be no access from adjoining properties? I mean, from the front of their property, which is on Early Avenue, the backside, there's an alley. I think that's an alley between
ma'am,
you and what?
Ma'am,
I'm sorry.
You direct your questions
okay.
Fast, and then we'll
sorry about
answer.
That.
That's okay.
I believe the alley behind their house, there is an alley there, and the adjoining properties is Heritage Shores.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if they're going to have access off that, or if they're going to have access to it to come and go from the front, which would be off of Early Avenue.
According to the tax map, And the survey, we don't see an alley behind the property. We see a property of Passwater Farms. The only thing that we see is Law Street extends as a right of way.
See that Passwater Farms is now owned by whoever owns Heritage Shores out
right.
There.
But there's no alley there.
There's no alley there. So the access to this building would have to be off of Early Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And is that going to be their sole? Is it going to be solely for their purpose to go in and out, or are they going to have other people coming in there doing any type of work or anything? And really, you know, I kept saying to my husband tonight, you know, opponent or for, I just want clarifications of some of this before this is approved.
Right.
Because the property that's next door to them, I heard her say that she owns that. I know her mother-in-law's in a nursing home, and I was wondering if any of her husband's relatives were going to have any objection to this down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, is he the sole owner of that property, or is he a power of attorney for the mother who's in a nursing home?
They're going to have
any down to that property.
They're going to have any objection tonight's the time to hear.
Been there, night they've been here.
How would they have been notified, though?
The newspapers.
Newspapers.
Because they all live out of this area.
Yeah, they've been notified.
So,
because, I mean, any just like I received a letter, I own one piece of property solely. My husband, I own another property there. We received two letters, okay? But if he's power of attorney for the mother, he would have received the sole letter for that property. And that, I'm just raising that question that, you know, was all the interested parties for that particular piece of property, you know, advised?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only questions and
okay.
I have on this.
All right, we'll get your answers for you then.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. You heard her questions. Can you address
it? We own the property.
Okay.
My husband's name is on the property.
Your husband's?
It was his father's, his mother's, and him.
Okay.
So it's in three names.
Okay.
His father is deceased, and his mother is in a nursing home.
And
so if anything happens to his mother, it is Victor's. It's his property. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. The storage, there's not going to be no repairs. There's not going to be a repair shop.
It's solely it's going to have a garage door on it.
Okay.
It's not going to be tall. She said an RV. Well, it's not going in there. It's not tall enough. We've made it the size of a regular garage.
Okay.
It's what it is. It's for, we have no room for a rotary tiller, lawnmower, two garbage cans now because we
right.
have to separate. We have no room for it in our garage.
Right.
If we sell that property, then we don't have any space.
Right.
And that's what it's purposely for. We thought about this years ago, but we just never really got around to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was an idea he had years ago to do this.
Right.
But he just never got around to it.
How will you access that property or that building?
Probably off of Earl, just a driveway coming into
straight
it off
into
of Early
it.
Avenue.
Just looking at it, is there any particular reason you picked the location you have? It looks like there's quite a bit of space between the house and your proposed site. Is there any reason you're that far away?
From our house?
Your house?
We have a septic system.
Okay.
That's right there.
And trees, did you say?
Trees are right there also. I went, you know, yeah.
I looked at it, like you had a stake date front for your driveway.
Excuse me?
Yesterday, when I looked at it, like you had a stake date front for your driveway going right, straight into it.
Coming straight in.
Yeah.
Straight into it.
There's nothing in the back anyway.
There's nothing in the back.
Okay, ma'am.
Do you have approval for another entrance exit on your lot?
That I can't answer, because I don't know.
You better.
If Victor was here, he could answer that, but.
Just make sure somebody checks on that, because.
Bill Dahl.
I don't know who owns the streets there, if they're, Bridgeville owns them, the state probably owns them, right?
If it's county.
So you'd, that you just don't automatically get however many entrances you want.
Okay, any further questions? Anything? Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, did you get your questions answered?
Yes, sir, I did. I only have one additional question.
Hey, we need to come back up front then, ma'am, please.
I only have one additional question on what she just said. Instead of having the two driveways in the front, could they have a driveway coming off of their present driveway going back to it?
That would be up to Del Dot.
It's up to Del Dot.
Because the property is not within town limits. We are one street outside of the town limits of Bridgeville.
Right.
So that was the only thing I was questioning, whether there could be, instead of having two driveways, have one off of theirs.
That would be, again, a Del Dot question.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,887. I think it's the minimum variance before we leave. I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood. You said there's other barns in that neighborhood. And I think you did a good job of answering the variance standards.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,887. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 I'm sorry. Oh, all opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, ma'am.
Case number